Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy. There's something about this story that just makes me kind of gives me a little bit of a chill. Barbara Walters does this thing every year where she does like the most fascinating people of 2015 every year, and this year obviously 2015.
Aren't you a little bit surprised Barbara Walters is still alive? She looks dead.
She's 86 now.
That's after some.
She had some plastic work done and get. I guess.
No, you don't think so?
She all natural.
She has to be.
I saw a thing.
86 years old, and she's still not only alive and kicking, but she's still on TV. That in itself is an amazing feat because, I mean, very few women make it that long.
Oh, no.
On TV, I mean.
Yeah, definitely not. Because normally, for you ladies, TV.
35.
Is
35, you start playing people's grandparents on TV shows.
Yep, it's very true. But she's still going strong. And she's interviewed this whole bunch of people. And for this year, like Ronda Rousey's going to be there. Which
Amy
is
Schumer.
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, some good people. Yeah, she does her 10 Most Fascinating People 2015. Now, she hasn't actually announced the most fascinating person for the year until it airs tomorrow at 9:30. So you'll find out then. But included in that top 10 list was Bradley Cooper, who Barbara Walters said Bradley Cooper is, quote, very handsome, very sexy, and very screwable.
See, and Bradley Cooper's, what, 40? So, but there's something that just makes me feel really uncomfortable about an old granny trying to crack on to somebody. And I don't know why.
It just that doesn't stop, though, just because you don't think she likes to get her rocks off?
then again, another horrible thought. But you know what I mean? It's just that, because you don't associate grannies with
getting
that.
It in?
No.
I know we have some granny listeners. Yeah, I want to know.
But
does it slow down?
Because I associate like grannies with like baking cookies and giving snuggles and stuff like
that. Yeah, they're doing that.
But yeah, no, but
they're giving out cookies. It's just theirs.
But there's just something that would make me feel really if there's some 80-year-old granny come up to me and go, "Hey, Patch, I find you very screwable." I'd be like, "Oh, thanks.
You want to try it just once?"
No. Would you? No. Not with Barbara Walters, but I mean, if some 80-year-old dude come up to you and said, "Hey, Amy,
it does
two things." You go, "Hey, you're tall, and can I?" You'd be like, "Yeah, no, thanks." No.
I would say you'll be the first one I call when I find liver spots attractive.
But there's just, I don't know. It's like when you see like Hugh Hefner and stuff with all these 20-year-old chicks. We know why, but again, like what? What as a 20-year-old girl woman
are you
finally attracted
about?
To an 80-year-old man? There is nothing.
I
apart
guess
from
because
cash.
I guess as you get older, you're attracted to kind of your age group, right? Like those people remain attractive to you. It's not like when you're like right now. I'm 30. I don't only find 30-year-olds attractive.
No.
And when I'm 60, I won't only find 30. Like you stay attracted to the people who are your age.
Because if she turned around and was interviewing, say, Clint Eastwood, and said to him, "Oh, I find you handsome, sexy, and screwable," you'd be like, "Okay."
That's,
you know,
normal.
I mean? It's normal.
Dude, that sex tape would sell.
Here it would.
Barbara Walters and Clinton. I'm going to tweet her. I'm going to become her manager. I got plans for her.